Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me again today is Dr. Christopher Green, my co-host and board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And welcome, Dr. Green.
Thank you, Ed. And if the listeners could only see what I'm doing over here. So, yeah, we have a stopwatch in here to help us with time, and the thing just doesn't work sometimes, so I'm fumbling with it trying to get it going while Ed's talking. So it's kind of funny on this end. We can't laugh too much behind the scenes and let you know, but I don't mind telling you that stuff.
So it's you're blaming the stopwatch, not the user.
Yes, it is not user error. Okay. It may have been the remote. So, hey, good morning, everybody. Glad to be here. Happy Sunday. And, yes, this is Dr. Green. Glad to be here. Primary care physician for, 25-odd years. Been here with CHI Memorial for a long, long time, longer than I would care to admit. What a privilege and pleasure it is to be a primary care doc here. Just thinking about, well, first, with work, what fun I get, the wonderful people I work with for CHI Memorial in Mountain Management, and the wonderful patients. It's just an amazing family of people, and we're all dragging each other through this life, and frankly, the patients minister to me as much as I minister to the patients. It's a two-way street, and they become family, and some great friends over the last 25 years. So thank you to all my patients. Thank you to the community. Thank you, CHI Memorial. And thank you also, CHI, for building a hospital. So, you know, I just love to tell patients, love to tell you guys about the new CHI Memorial Georgia. They report coming in 3 years, me being the, I don't want to say pessimist, but, you know, I try to be a realist. I would say 3 to 5 years. If they do three, fantastic. But planning a new 60-bed hospital right there where our parking lot is right now at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, just fantastic. No wonder they were number one in voting with U.S. News and World Report. I mean, they're just doing so many great things all through the community. Remember, there's three locations, CHI Memorial, Georgia, plus Maine and Chattanooga and Hickson. Wonderful, wonderful people. Thank you also to Benchmark. I worked with them forever. It seems like over 10 years. Physical therapy, doing a great job. And LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare. And they are the parent company for another one of our sponsors, which is Home Care Solutions of Ringgold. And now Home Care Solutions has offices in Ringgold and Dalton. Had Dalton now for a little over a year, actually. And also Heartlight Hospice, a wonderful ministry to people going through horrible, horrible times. And I'm so thankful to work with that wonderful group as well out of Heartlight Dalton, serves all of Northwest Georgia. And we are opening a new office soon. I believe it's right around the 16th or 17th of December. And as we plan an open house, I will try to remember to tell you guys. So some of you may want to run down there and learn a little bit more about home health and hospice, see the new place. It is supposedly much bigger than where we are now, and hopefully we can serve the community better. So we're trying to grow just like both through CHI and the other people with whom I work, just like Ed is with Nutrition World. And he keeps growing that complex, and I'm impressed. And I keep sending people over there, Ed, left and right, both to the online services, for the education, for the non-traditional medicine. Ed does a great job, and that's why I send my patients there when they need any kind of support that I can't do that's outside of what non-traditional medicine that I do know. Ed, what's going on with you?
Thank you, my friend, and you are a true expert in the field of health and medicine. Very few have I spent the time with in your conventional field that I have with you, and I've learned so, so, so much, and it is a partnership. I have seen this evolving health and declining health for 41 years, dealing with so many clients who really tell me so much information. It's certainly more than I ever anticipated when I first started in 1979, and we've developed ourselves into what I call a wellness complex. We have coaches, and we have practitioners, and we have access to blood testing, things that you can on your own embrace and become your own best advocate. And then you put a team together like Dr. Green or other trusted people, and hopefully Nutrition World can be part of that. We did just launch an online store about 4 weeks ago, and I'm very proud of it. In fact, and it's at nutritionw.com. It was really cool because yesterday, it was actually the night before, on like the, let's see, today's Saturday, so it was oral Sunday, so it was Thursday night. Customer called and said, I'm really sick with pneumonia, and you know, I really believe in spores because I'm on antibiotics for my physician, but I know that probiotics and spores will help prevent lots of bad things like C. diff, and you know that. We've talked about it before.
I'm recommending probiotics all the time. Sometimes I talk about the spore type, but usually that's very confusing for the patients. Just explaining CFUs, colony-forming units, is hard enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, this customer, so they called, and I said, I really recommend you to be on spores and probiotics. Spores are a more sturdy form of probiotics that actually survive the antibiotic use. And so she sent me a email that said, haha, I don't know how you did this, but I wasn't able to order online until I got off work yesterday. And I expected to get the spores in about 2 to 3 days, but the following day, a nice man delivered them directly to my door while I'm sitting here working, and I immediately opened and tucked them. Very nice service, Ed. So we actually have within 50 miles a delivery service. So it's not even coming on UPS. It will be coming directly from our delivery service, so nutritionw.com. You know, this morning I was driving in, and I'm, you know, we're going to have a great show today with two different guests talking about, you know, choosing healthier foods to build health, keep health, and bring health back sometimes when it has faltered. But if I offered you, Dr. Green, a new house, and I said, I guess I built a new house and I want to sell it to you for $12,000, you'd be really skeptical. Or maybe a new car for $2,000. I said new.
Well, they say if it sounds too good to be true.
Well, the thing is, if you bought the house or the car, you would know very quickly that you were ripped off, because you would come in and you would see the disaster that somehow the facade that you fell for. But with food, it isn't quite the same, because, you know, driving in this morning, again, I see the sign that says you can get 10 crystals for $6. What in the heck do people think the quality of that food can be when you can buy 10 hamburgers for $6? It has to be the lowest level of quality produced anywhere to make that cheap food. Please, people, don't choose food based on price alone, because the cheaper you get, generally, the less quality. And, you know, could you have a crystal a couple few times a year? Heck yeah. It's not what you know, it's what you do 80% of the time that counts. But too many people are living out of these places like crystals constantly.
I'm just laughing just because I'm thinking, once I do break down and go to crystal, which is once every couple of years, usually my stomach is angry with me afterwards, and I remember that for about 2 years, then I go back.
Yeah, we do have a little amnesia when it comes to connection between food and feeling bad. I do speak constantly about what I call the core four. If 41 years of observing people, I know there's four plus things that people have to use supplementally to be healthy, and that is omega-3, green drinks, probiotics, vitamin D, and I have added magnesium to that. If you go to nutritionw.com, type in core four, you can, for a reasonable amount of money, truly support your body and not have to think about, what do I get? Wonder what I need. This, I can guarantee you, every single human needs, unless you are living perfect in an organic cave somewhere and you have a whole team to fix your food. So please go to nutritionw.com, type in core four, and get started on the right things. Have you eaten anywhere new? We got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't call it new. The other night I was about to head to El Cactus in Fort Oglethorpe after work. Ended up at Logan's. Haven't been to Logan's in years. So many bad things there. But I was able to eat, you know, some nuts as you wait for the food. So I like that. And no, it's not almonds, but it was, you know, something a little better, say, than bread. And they had, they'd really have some good grilled chicken. So grilled chicken had a little bit of cheese on it, some kind of like a chili sauce. It was a very neat flavor. It was just something seasonal, and broccoli. And their broccoli was superb, and water.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm eating at a bad place, and frankly, the meal was not terribly unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed it. Very tasty. Haven't eaten in Logan's at maybe 10 years or more. So, yeah, it's kind of a new place back for me.
Good. I ate at Bud's yesterday. I go to Bud's, and I have off and on for the past 25 years. Believe it or not, you walk in, you go to the left. It is the no-smoking section. I had grilled chicken, which is one of the best I have had anywhere in Chattanooga, with coleslaw. And I had the best green beans that actually I told my daughter. I said, these taste like your grandmother used to make. And I don't think I've ever had better green beans in Chattanooga than at Bud's. People think of Bud's as just the bar. No, they actually have good lunches there if you choose the right day.
You know, there are a lot of places like that, like Base Camp. People, you know, they say bar outside, but they've got some really good food. I told you the best dry rub wings in town, in my opinion.
Well, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about how to get yourself mentally ready for the holidays so you don't have a food crash, a health crash, because it's so easy to fall off of the wagon. And we're going to talk about how to do it in a very healthy way. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And you know, I had that outspoken comment, Dr. Green, about people, you know, not realizing the devastation of really unhealthy foods, like buying 10 crystals for $6 that I saw again this morning on the billboard. And again, it's not about, we can all do these things sometimes, a few times a year, but too many people are living off these foods and creating the diseases that are, you know, really disabling their life and our entire future of the economy. But really and truly, going through the holidays is probably the ultimate challenge. And it used to be for me, too, back when I was, you know, had a big family and you had to do all the family gatherings and you were at the tables and you really started that process of too much sugar and too much this and too much that. And it kind of fed a real addictive quality, and psychologically it did too. Well, today we've got two great guests, Jackie Rogers, registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator with CHI Memorial, and also Graham Brannon, who's a licensed clinical social worker at CHI Memorial Weight Management. Welcome to both of you to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, first, I guess with you, Jackie, you know, here we go again. And we did an interview a couple weeks ago on a similar subject, but people can't, they need to get as much information right now as they can to survive these holidays. What are some of the bullet points that you have for people when they go into this stressful period and the kind of the buffet that is laid out in front of us with all the candies and sugars and high fat, bad things? What do people need to think about?
Well, I usually tell people maybe to scan the table and look at the buffet and make a decision on what perhaps you only have once a year, and maybe have a small portion of that. Don't deprive yourself, because sometimes you do only see Aunt Lucy once a year, and she only makes that special dessert once a year, and she's going to expect you to taste it, and you really want it. It brings back your childhood memories, and so we do want you to partake of those items, and you can watch your portions, and remember it is about family too, so trying to mingle and slow down your eating, and perhaps go back later for another portion and a smaller portion.
Well, I like the fact that you're actually giving us permission to enjoy the special times, because it does bring back so many memories. It's hooked to stories. It's hooked to our family tradition, and we shouldn't turn away from that, because I have been doing, you know, I've had Nutrition World for 41 years, and everybody tells me everything about their life and their diet and their foods. And I've had too many, not that huge amount, but a good percentage of people who were truly obsessed with the fear of food, and they would turn away at these special moments. And I was really saddened about that. But again, we need to find a middle ground. And I like the fact that you said eat slower, because if I eat slower, I eat less. Is that a common good thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We say, you know, at the table, you carry on the conversation, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You put down your fork between bites and enjoy your family. You're still enjoying the food, but you're still enjoying the family, and that'll actually help you to slow down eating without thinking about, oh, I need to slow down eating. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the tip, and I remember years ago someone saying just what you just did, and it kind of escaped me, which is if we can put our fork down like after we put the food in our mouth each time, it is going to force us to eat slower, and because we're more mindful because we have to pick the fork back up. I mean, I eat, like many of us, like an animal in the woods sometimes, and it's just shoveling in. Even though I eat slow, I still kind of shovel. But I love the fact that if we could put our fork down in between, that would save hundreds of calories, for one. Because, you know, actually last night I went out to eat at Acropolis with my sister and my daughter, and I never get an appetizer, but I went in there famished, and I got one of the little cheese triangle things that they make over there because my blood sugar was dropping. Well, by the time I ate two of those, I wasn't even hungry for dinner because it took another 20 minutes. And so that's kind of what happens when you eat slower, I guess, isn't it?
And I want to say, you just hit on something I tell patients: when you're not hungry anymore, stop. Not when you're full, when you're bloated, but stop at that time. I also like what you said about only eating the things, or concentrating on the things that you don't see very often. Not the common foods, but the seasonal foods. I tell patients that as well. I think that's good advice.
Mr. Brannon, tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the psychology perhaps that goes into this.
Neuroscience studies have shown that if we chew more, we eat less. Mm-hmm. So the idea of eating slower, I encourage people, chew for 20 seconds, put your fork down as you're chewing, and wait 20 seconds before you eat again. Mm-hmm. It has been shown the more we chew, it gets to the brain that we're more satisfied. There's been studies done that show that the average American will complete a platter full of restaurant food in 5 to 8 minutes.
Really?
We sit there talking longer, but like mm-hmm. you said, we're eating like an animal in the woods. I tell people the house is not on fire and no one is bleeding, so you slow down and enjoy your food. And if it's something we want to enjoy, then why are we eating it so quickly?
Bingo.
He's preaching to healthcare workers too, because as a doctor, we're trained to eat an entire meal in about 1 to 2 minutes. Exactly. So it's a very unhealthy thing to do.
Right. I was a Chattanooga policeman for years, and I learned to eat really fast all the time because we never knew when you would only have 2 minutes to eat. For some reason, as I've slowed, my father was an extremely slow eater, and I used to make fun of him, but here I am. I'm turning into him, and it wasn't intentional. But I love the fact of the chewing. We just tend to forget how important. And not only that, it helps you to produce more digestive enzymes all the way from the mouth to the gut, because it sends that signal that says, hey, we've got stuff coming down. You need to digest.
And you know, Graham, it's not a brand new idea either. I had a patient this week. We were having the same conversation. This is a retired coach in town. And he said, well, you know, my grandmother was always very fit, ate a lot of good foods, but she taught me to always chew each bite 25 times. So she didn't use the 22nd, but she would count her chewing, uh-huh. and she stayed thin her entire life.
We are so busy, we forget to enjoy our food, and we think that it's an afterthought. Mm-hmm. And it has to be what you said earlier, a mindful process. Mm-hmm. I ask people to remember that... we learned how to eat as children, and there's still a part of us that never completely grows up. We call it the inner child, and sometimes the inner child is the one who picks the food all the time.
Mm.
If it's quick and easy, mm-hmm. and it tastes good and it makes me feel better, that's the reason I'm eating it. And I ask people, what's the purpose of eating? And they say, all of these other things. I was stressed, I was worried, I was bothered. And I ask them to consider that the purpose for eating is nutrition. So what do all the reasons you've been giving yourself permission to eat, what do they have to do with nutrition? And when you stop and think about portion sizes and you think about what is enough, I also encourage people to not look at full. To me, full is about pleasure, enough is about nutrition. And when you're looking to eat for nutrition, you can manage your portion sizes, because we can tell you how much is enough. But if you're eating because you're sad or worried, mm-hmm. or stressed over the holidays, or you want to celebrate, when is enough? So you lose that ability to control your portions.
I love that, because the psychological impact of how we think in relation to our food, many people don't connect this kind of wisdom. And I've said it before, and Dr. Green kind of jabs me about it. because I'm a little bit too far the other way because of my 41 years of being a true health nut. I don't eat for taste, number one. Taste is about third on my list. I eat for nourishment and health because I've seen for 41 years, many of us dig our graves with our fork and knife. And again, questioning, why do we really eat? Why do we want to do what we're doing? It's kind of an inward journey, isn't it, to kind of do some self-evaluation, because many of us are eating for the wrong reasons.
I work with a lot of people when they start to change their lifestyle that tell me that the hardest thing about it is the emotional. I ask them to remember that we're asking them to change what they're eating, and it's affecting their stomach, but bring their head along for the ride. Mm. And they talk about learning things about themselves that they didn't know before. We are encouraged, you talked about being taught to eat slower. Well, we're also encouraged, here, eat this and you'll feel better.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of slogans, famous restaurant, fast food restaurant says, you deserve a break today, so stop with us. Somebody's had a bad day at work and you say, come on, we'll go out to eat, we'll talk, you'll feel better. And, we've rewarded you. Everybody rewards each other with food. I ask, how many times have you thanked someone, or how have you shown your love to someone through food? And so when you stop doing that and you stop meeting your needs, I tell people, let's meet our needs and not feed them. Mm-hmm. When you start meeting your needs, you have to figure out something to do differently. And a lot of people don't stop to think about how to do that. If you're stressed, what is it you need? Not what is it you need to eat, but what is it you need? And you need something to soothe you. Food can be soothing. It actually, once you process it and it hits the brain, neuroscience research has indicated it follows the same pleasure pathways to the brain that drugs do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a powerful thing.
I was just thinking about comparing what Graham's saying to what you said about the crystal. What I was reading on marketing the other day about how they show us what we're missing. You're missing out. You're mm-hmm. missing out. You want this because you've missed something. And so much of that marketing for food this time of the year is telling you the same thing. You're going to feel better if you do it because you're missing out. And it's just one of those lies. But I am not like you. I don't eat just for content, Ed, but I do a combination of content and taste.
Listen, I don't eat cardboard. It has to taste decent now, but I've retrained my mind to enjoy things that 20 years ago I would not have. So I'm all about Graham over
That's
here.
That's kind of a veiled compliment, by the way, because you do better than I do.
So to kind of summarize, So when we sit down to eat, Jackie, we're going to think about putting our fork down in between bites, and we're going to be slower about eating. That, number one, will reduce the amount of food that we will end up not gorging on. And I think gorging is where people feel so terrible. And I know even heart attack risk is elevated when you gorge because of the level of fat that can get into the bloodstream quickly and cause some issues. And then you got the blood sugar. I mean, you both are diabetes experts. So that can send us on a cascade of feeling just rotten, can it? And if, again, we don't want to not enjoy the holidays with family, friends, and the foods that we don't always eat, and they're special, but this common sense balance of just putting the fork down, thinking, breathing in between. Now, liquid-wise, what are you saying about drinking, like just water?
Yeah, the water, it's going to be the best choice. I mean, there are going to be certainly some options out there that are going to be in front of you, and a couple of things, you're going to waste calories on some of those options, the fruit punch and some of the other drinks that are only during the season, the apple cider and that. Mm-hmm. Again, I love apple cider, and I usually find just a little medicine cup is enough.
Right. Well, and again, you said it so well, which is, you know, you kind of choose your calories. I mean, I want to choose them wisely. I'm not a big fan of things like cider. What I'm a bigger fan at Christmas would be an apple pie. So I would choose no sweet tea, no cider. I'm going to use my spending currency for the thing I really love, and not just, you know, I'm going to request unsweet tea. And if they pour me sweet, I won't drink much of it. But those are great tips. And you know, for people listening, if they want to learn more, do you have any websites, ways to contact you, or what would you want to tell them, either of you?
you're feel free to call us at Memorial at the Weight Management Center and the mm-hmm. Diabetes Center. Our contact number is 423-495-7970. And we'd be glad to work with you to help you better manage your lifestyle. I tell people that taking care of yourself is an act of love. Mm-hmm. And respecting yourself when it comes to your eating is an act of love. We've never sat down, you know, when you were talking about gorging for just a moment ago, we've never sat down and said, I'm going to see how much ice cream my child can eat before they get sick. But most of us have eaten during the holidays and gotten up and felt like we were sick. And I said, show yourself the same respect you would show your child.
I love that. What's great wisdom, because we do sometimes so abuse ourselves, and we feel unworthy, and we fill that hole many times with food and sometimes other really bad things like drugs. And I just think this is a wonderful segment going into the holidays. And thank you both, Jackie Rogers and Graham Brandon with CHI Memorial. So we'll hope to have you back again. And everybody, I hope that you have taken this to heart for this holidays and even beyond that. It is time for us to take another break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health and nutrition. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. I'm back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I do want to say, and I know I mentioned this last week, and I'm certainly not here to, you know, just push my agendas and things, but my daughter, who I just absolutely adore, she is so philosophically, her life purpose is similar to mine, which is learning nutrition and health, how to prevent disease. But now she's taking on the new role of being a mother. And she's got a master's degree in holistic nutrition. She's spent her adult life studying intensely, working with people, having a very open mind. But her ability and her knowledge base on pregnancy and on children, as far as an interaction between foods and nutrients, is beyond belief. But she started this new thing on Facebook called Earth Conscious Mama. It is a private group. You have to go in there and just answer a few questions, and then, you know, if it looks fine, she will approve you. But she is really traveling around and working more on the focus of the environmental toxins that we have in our house that we put on our skin, from lipstick to and Febreze. Don't even get me started on Febreze.
And I have a question for you. I know I've referred several expectant mothers, young mothers, so expectant and those with young children, mm-hmm. but they've been typically people 30 and younger. Does Katie also speak to, say, older mothers, people our age, grandmothers? Is it nutrition advice and health advice for all ages, or more for younger mothers?
Well, this particular site would be a little bit more younger mother oriented, but Katie has a vast array of information across the board. And she does do consulting at the store, and she's quite busy with that, because we need to assemble what I call coaches and team members to journey through this complex life of health. And you can no longer expect the one repairman. You are one of the repairmen or women that everyone needs to have, which is a conventional medical physician who's well-trained and cares about the patient, which is you all the way across the board. But we also need other helpers, like the coaches, my registered dietitian, or Katie, or Adam, or all these people who are lifelong supporters of the connection between health, nutrition, and disease. Because it's a lot easier to keep the horse in the barn than go round it up once you let it out. And at nutritionw.com, you can look into that. But the Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook, her articles are beyond belief as far as her connection. But again, Febreze, one day I'm going to launch on Febreze on social media, because, you know, it's so dishonest because the commercials look like it's eliminating odor when in fact it's just masking it with a very toxic compound. Do you know that Febreze has about 80 ingredients in it, but it only will tell you six of those because the others are hidden? And there are so many people who have reactions to Febreze. Just get another kind of cover up, not Febreze.
Well, here's a question for you. Does Nutrition World sell anything like that that would be more of a natural product that's safer?
Absolutely. I mean, Whole Foods, Earth Fare, Nutrition World, there are other scent eliminators. The thing is, covering different scents in the air is like covering a disease with a symptomatic medicine. It doesn't get to the root of the issue.
Well, usually I just try cleaning. You know, just actually cleaning surfaces and floor and just making things fresh, and that usually works. So I don't keep Febreze in my house, but I've never known about all the toxic compounds. I just thought it probably covered them up, and that's what the commercial, frankly, looks like. You see somebody with the dogs and all the odors, they go spray it, and all of a sudden they can't smell their socks and all that anymore.
Well, but that's due to the magic of chemistry. And but the thing is, our inside environments are far more pollutant-laden than the cities are in most cases. Go back to Lysol. If you're not a health food
nut, I was about to ask you about Lysol, what your thoughts were.
Much better, much cleaner. It's not perfect. But, of course, a lot of people are using the diffusers with the good quality essential oils like we sell. Most essential oils are not good quality, but there are great ones out there like Pranarom. And so doing it with that can affect positively even moods and sleep and relaxation. Have you ever heard of the Thieves?
Yes.
Thieves is an old formula that was put together of herbal nature that actually was during the plagues. And people would use the Thieves spray to kill the pathogens that were killing everybody. And it seemed to have some effects. So we still sell the Thieves, and people use that when it's flu season and other things. And so that's another one of the remedies for prevention for flus is to keep the house, kind of use with essential oils. And at the store, we had a bunch of sick people come in the other day, so we put Thieves in the diffuser. And I did read an article this week, I think I posted it. Could have been on Vital Health Radio post on Facebook, talking about, and I've never thought about this, when the humidity in a home gets below about 15 to 20%, which it can do.
I saw that link you put on there.
When the heat when we run a lot of heat and it's really cold, it allows the skin cells to be shedding because of the dryness. And in certain ways, it spreads the flu and the colds and the sicknesses because of that. And it makes some sense because all of a sudden you've got this super dry air like the desert. Well, you can imagine the amount of things that can float in the air when it's this dry. Well, one of those is all the viruses. So it's pretty cool to manipulate your inside environment to me. And I think keeping your house about 32% humidity is best because anything over 42 feeds mold. Anything under 20 feeds bacteria. So having a good system, at least at bedtime in your bedroom, and go to Lowe's or Home Depot, buy one of those separate humidity meters. Don't trust the one on your air conditioner or your thermostat, and see where you are in your bedroom. If you're chronically sick, try to shoot for about a 32% humidity.
And I was just looking up Thieves because I'd had a student, I think, a couple of years ago make some Thieves tea, as a matter of fact. Uh-huh. And I just looked it up, and according to what I'm looking at, is a combination of clove, lemon, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, and rosemary. I couldn't remember what they were, but for our listeners, that's what's in it.
Wow, thank you so much. I did a great interview, Dr. Green, this week, and you've talked to this guy. We did an interview with him about a year ago on mushrooms. His name was Jerry Angelini. He is the second in command of the smartest two people in this country, perhaps world, on the medicinal use of mushrooms. And we're not talking about the ones on the salad bar or magic mushrooms, which are the psychedelic ones. We're talking about the other probable 60 different mushrooms, from reishi to shiitake to lion's mane. All these have different purposes. And after speaking to Jerry again on my podcast called The Holistic Navigator, we spoke for about 35 to 40 minutes. It is so important to know that you can have this in your toolkit for your immune system. Jerry and I talked about this. The amount of people who go through chemo and their white blood cell count goes down that I have spoke to, and many physicians send people to Nutrition World now because we are trusted, and we're not treating their condition. We're just helping to be a team member to help build their health. But putting them on something called Stamets 7, It's the seven top mushroom, research-wise, that can help maintain white blood count. So if your white blood cells are way low due to treatments, due to age, due to sickness, it's hard to raise those, as you know. But these seven mushrooms, Stamets 7, seem to have a wonderful affinity for that.
And, you know, a while back, I mean, it's probably been 6 months, maybe three, I bought the Host Defense, I think that's the company name, for the mushrooms, and it was for immune support. Been saving it for the fall and winter months, so about to start that. And I also keep Host Defense Lion's Mane at the office. So, you know, that's two that I can recommend to patients and that I have tried for myself, at least for the Lion's Mane. And very safe, very effective. Host Defense seems to be a nice quality company.
They're the only one I truly trust. And I've met the owner, Paul Stamets, and he's just an amazing individual. He's a world-changing person. And I love people like that who kind of buck the system, but are real rebels, but they're real smart and wise, and they care about people. Not even dealing with health, kind of like the Elon Musk guy who has bucked the whole automobile industry. Look what he's done.
Well, and I was a little hesitant when you first talked, or we first talked on the show about mushrooms. It's been easily a year and a half ago. I mean, it was a long time ago. And that's one thing as a hiker and a camper, as a young child, one of the early things that we're taught, if you see a mushroom or really any food in the wild and you don't know for sure what you're doing, don't do it, especially with the mushrooms, or you'll die. Mm-hmm. So potentially be very sick and not make it out of the woods. So, my thought was, oh no, why would I go take something like a lion's mane? The nice thing is you don't have to worry about these. There's not a danger because
exactly,
it's already, the research has been done for you.
Boy, you and I both know there's that one poisonous mushroom that is 100% lethal. And if we eat enough of it, which is not a whole lot, because it destroys the liver, and I mean, you can save their life if they get to the hospital quick enough sometimes. But in animal studies, it's 100% fatal, so that's pretty dang scary, isn't it? And
These are safe for the listeners. This type, when you're going through a company like this, you're not in danger.
No one. Yeah, you would never be in danger with any even less good companies. They're not going to harvest the one that is toxic to the liver. We do have a great event coming up on December 7th. It's called Your Home Medicine Chest, the Essential Remedies for Your Health. We have this lady coming who's really nationally renowned, named Phyllis Light. She's an herbalist, and it's going to be from 12 to 4 o'clock. And it's going to how to build your home medicine chest. And it's going to cover all the basic herbs, essential oils, and supplements. And if you Google Phyllis Light, she's a fourth generation herbalist and healer, and unbelievable.
That's a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's a Saturday. And the thing is, we are doing less normal lectures, because what we're end up doing now is we're actually paying good money to have nationally recognized people come in to teach. And I'll tell you, I talked to someone yesterday, actually a physician, and Dr. McClanahan, he was in the store, and he's giving a lecture on pain with Tyler, another practitioner at the store, in about 2 weeks, on chronic pain. And it's under nutritionw.com under events. But he said, and I said to him, What did I say to him? Daggummit, I need some lion's mane. Now I've got rolling here about something that I can't even think about. Oh, it's about putting together a team approach. And we got to do this for all of our health. So find the people that you trust. But being in the presence of someone who's speaking will always beat reading the book, listening to them on Audible. The total life-changing moments of being educated, I can count. I've lost count of the amount of times I've done it, being in the presence of the people, that would not have happened if I had just listened. I don't know about you. Do you feel like there's this energy that comes with being present you don't get on?
Oh, absolutely. Well, for most people, I mean, there are some speakers where I've seen that their writing is much more exciting than their speaking, a few. But for the most part, yes, looking them in the eye, talking to them, hearing from them, you just get so much more out of it. Mm-hmm. Let me make a plug, by the way. The only reason I knew the 7th was a Saturday. Go Big Blue, Go Macaulay. They're going to be playing Thursday, December the 5th in the state football championships. So
yay,
very proud of them going that far. My little girl gets to cheer for that, so I know she's excited, and that's why I knew the 7th was a Saturday. But I have to be so proud of Macaulay for working so hard to get there.
That's awesome. I bet she gets adrenaline rush from doing that, doesn't she?
You should have seen her after the game. Huge adrenaline rush. I mean, they had to really fight for that win against Ensworth, let me tell you. But go Big Blue.
What a supporter you are. That's wonderful.
No medical in that, except got to sit out in the rainy weather for that game. So maybe we all kept away from colds because we're eating healthy, living healthy, exercising, taking our vitamin D and C, and our host defense mushrooms for immune support, and that's why I'm not sick.
I love it. I love it, man. Well, guess what? It's already time to take another break, and when we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment, which we all look forward to. So for that and much more to come, Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner, Dr. Green. And we always look forward to the fourth segment when Dr. Green has his spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If anyone out there would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Or download their app for Android or iPhone. Andy Stanley once said that if Jesus feared guilt by association, he would have just stayed in heaven. Jody Picoult, from her work in Salem Falls, said that words are like eggs dropped from great heights. You can no more call them back than ignore the mess they leave when they fall. Well, do you see yourself or your life as messy, or are you tidy? Well, the church as a whole has a lot of well-intended but callous advice for messy people, which is frankly most of us. To people who have lost everything, marriage, children, health, jobs, the church has been known to see their depression and state and say something insensitive like, well, real Christians don't deal with depression, or something to that effect. Well, perhaps we in the church forgot that this hurting individual came to church today to find love, to find a loving family and a loving community. Have you ever met a stranger at church who still smells of the smoke and alcohol from the bar the night before, and then you judge them? Well, maybe you thought that if they just really committed and surrendered to Jesus, then well, they would quit all that. Well, that same person probably almost turned around and left when they saw the neat and tidy people walking in. Now, this is not the way Jesus talked to messy people. We have conversations with messy people in an effort to make them tidy. Jesus did not come to make messy people into tidy people. That fact may come as a shock to some, but it's the truth. In Luke chapter 5, verse 27, Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi. Levi was a messy person with a messed up life. He loved money and had some issues with unethical behavior. So did Jesus tell him to clean up his act? Not at all. Jesus looked at Levi and said, "Follow me." That's just what Levi did. My friends, Jesus is not repelled by your messiness, and his goal is not to make you tidy. He is not scared of your messed up life, and he is not afraid that the stench of our messed up lives will cling to him. He only asks that you follow him and accept him. He has thrown open the doors of love to all of us messy people. He can do that for you right now, too. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you so much, my friend, and especially as we head into the holidays, which can be quite the stressful moments with this one reason they call, sometimes refer to family as the nuclear family, because it can be explosive. And it just comes with the territory of interactions among people. So hang in there, everyone. You know, again, mindfulness, taking the breath. And actually, you know, the lady earlier today, the registered dietitian, talking about, you know, putting the fork down in between bites of food. Well, maybe that's a good analogy for putting a little break of silence in between when you want to respond or react very fastly and taking that breath.
Yeah, we've talked about the four agreements and, you know, being very careful with your words, being impeccable with your words, I think is the way they put it. you know, you and I'm sure we're not perfect with that, but we are mindful of that. And there are several times in life, one in particular, I would like to take back the words I said. And after I'd said it and hurt somebody, actually, I pray that I would never forget the pain that I caused that person, the pain that it caused me for what I had said, because you can never unsay anything. That was a quote from J.R.R. Tolkien that I read eons ago, and Tolkien had a point when one of the characters said, "Can I unsay that? Can you unsay anything?" And you can't. You cannot unsay those words. And words have, we were talking off the air of one of my relatives that was hurt by words in their childhood, and those words could never be unsaid to that person. And we have to be careful with those words. And we are all messy people. I think Jesus taught us that. Even the people that thought they were perfect, all those Pharisees out there, he said, "No, you're not. No, you're not. You're just clean on the outside, but on the inside, you're not." And we all have to remember that none of us are truly tidy or have perfect, neat little tied up lives. And we can't be judgmental with our words or our actions. We just can't.
And taking the mindful breath can sometimes, at least for me, help me to respond rather than react. Because how many times, at least in my life, something's come across and I've gotten really, really wired and fired up about it, and I would type an email, and when I'm in a good place, I won't send it. Very few of those emails ever got sent the way I originally wrote them. If I will wait 15 minutes to an hour to a day, they do get either deleted or they get changed to a better response rather than a reaction. So
that's a good point. I was just thinking spoken words, but you're right. Texts, emails, posts on Facebook or anywhere else.
Yeah,
take some time, cool down, maybe just the next day. I've done that before too, and you know, the next day, it's not important anymore.
It's far less, and you're far wiser with the choice of words. I mean, you know, we seem to walk around, and I have most of my life thinking that we, you know, I'm going to live almost forever. You know, my death is going to be so far down the road, I don't even think about it. But, you know, sitting at Starbucks yesterday, I see all the blue lights coming down the road, and at 6:23, a 23-year-old lady lost control, hit a bus, and died. Life is fleeting.
Thank the Lord her kid was okay.
Yes. Life is so fleeting, and yet we seem to not believe that. We believe it'll happen to others, but not us. But that's not true. I want to mention on vitalhealthradio.com, we have so many freaking good shows posted that you can go back and listen to. I mean, just the few of the last few weeks was Eileen Megger, who talked about energy. She's an energy healer, phenomenal person I've known for years. Before that, the Lucidity Float and Wellness Tank place, which I'm going to go very soon because I have two gift cards that someone gave
that
me.
That and the cryo.
And then
maybe cryo first?
The what?
Cryo first, perhaps.
Yeah, cryo would be much easier because it's a 3-minute. We could easily pull that off in a 15-minute meeting down there.
We're just going to have to do it.
Okay, we'll work on that date. You know, things from acupuncture and Pilates, and I mean, it's a heck of a little library that we have built here, my friend. We have Dr. Walker, who was a surgical oncologist with CHI Memorial. We've got talking about turmeric versus curcumin and the Zantac updates and all. It just goes on and on. Mary Stalker, who's an unbelievable rehab person at the Wellness Corner at Nutrition World. So that's just one page. I mean, we've been doing this a year and 6 months.
I'm thinking
like
we're at, as of January, it's going to be right at 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're January, February, right in there. We'd have to go back and look. But, you know, it's going really, really fast. And you're right, we've got a lot of good content in there, and now it's organized much, much better. Mm-hmm. So, people, they can even go back and listen to us be acupunctured on the air.
That's right. Get that. And you can, well, I thought we had a photo of you with that needle in between your eyeballs.
I know you've got one on your phone for any extortion you have to do.
Well, I looked like an absolute idiot when my photo, because I got too close and it distorted my face. You looked pretty good with that needle between your eyes, but it definitely was powerful.
I'm not quite sure how to take that.
I felt the one needle, and I think you commented you did too. It's pretty powerful stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. I was actually surprised. I didn't expect anything from it because for that, somewhat of a doubter because I don't understand it. But I understand it better than I used to.
But the thing is, you're not running away from it, and you don't just completely garbage it because you don't understand
it. Actually.
So you crack the door open and you put the 1 foot in and the one hand in. I love it. And in fact, my sister, who's completely against, but she never was into my stuff. She loves Jamie so much, the acupuncturist and Mary Stalker, that because she doesn't listen to the show, I'm going to say this. Her Christmas present is going to be gift cards to the acupuncturist and to the physical therapist. So,
yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it on the air, just about keeping an open mind, traditional, keeping an open mind to non-traditional, and vice versa, because some non-traditional have their minds closed to traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. But somewhere in the last few months, I had one of my Hindu patients strangely said, you know, Dr. Green, I find these conversations, we're having a religious conversation. I was talking about Jesus and she was talking about her beliefs. She said, wow, wouldn't it be fun one day if we opened a counseling center together? Mm. I thought, actually, yes, that does sound fun. So it's nice to hear that open-mindedness where we can talk and have a conversation and there's no argument, there's just learning.
That is maturity and wisdom, my friend. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and fiercely happy holiday. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.